This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yasiri amri wa hla'uta min lisani yafqaw qawli. Alhamdulillah, we are about to enter the final one-third of the month of Ramadan. And therefore it's appropriate that we take some time to remind ourselves of one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the most beautiful gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah. It's a gift that only comes once a year, and it comes during these last 10 nights of Ramadan, and that is the gift of Laylatul Qadr. And you know, when we take a look at the way we live our lives, and especially some of us, the way we live our lives in the last 10 days, it kind of gives an idea that we haven't really understood how important Laylatul Qadr is. Now, I know almost every single year on this day, the Imam stands and he gives a lecture about Laylatul Qadr, right? And you may be thinking, it's the same thing I hear every year. But number one, understand that a reminder is beneficial to the believer. Right? If we are reminding you about something, it's because this is beneficial for you. Number two is that perhaps, you know, if you're hearing lecture year after year about Laylatul Qadr, but you still are not motivated to spend the entire night in worship, then maybe the lecture haven't had effect yet. Maybe the next one will. Maybe the one after that will. So we need to hear this every single year because we need to have that effect on our hearts. So what I want to do today is, very briefly, we're going to do the tafsir of Surah Al-Qadr, right? A tafsir of the surah. And this surah, I'm sure most of you have memorized the surah, because it's a very short surah that comes towards the end of the Quran. It's something most of us memorize in our madrasa days, right? Very short, very simple surah, but if you understand it, you understand why this night is so important. After that, we'll go into a bit more details. We'll look at a few hadiths, and then I'll give some practical tips on what needs to be done in these last 10 nights. So to begin, why is Laylatul Qadr important? Well, we can say that Laylatul Qadr is important because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it by name in the Quran and has revealed an entire surah about it. And in this surah, he has mentioned the name Laylatul Qadr 3 times. I want you to think about this. Can you think of any other night that Allah mentions by name in the Quran? Any other night? You know, in our community, we tend to have a lot of big nights, right? And there's a lot of dispute on which ones are authentic and which ones are not. But nobody disputes that Laylatul Qadr is authentic. Why? Because it's the only one mentioned by name in the Quran. So if Allah is mentioning it by name in the Quran, it must be important on a whole nother level. Right? For Allah to mention it in the Quran. Not only does Allah have an entire surah about Laylatul Qadr, but He mentions it in another surah as well. Surah Ad-Dukhan also begins with a verse about Laylatul Qadr. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it a different title. He calls it Laylatul Mubarakah, a Mubarak night, a blessed night. So this teaches us our first lesson already. Laylatul Qadr is Mubarak. It is blessed. There are great blessings in this night. And as we go through the surah and we go through the hadiths, you begin to understand what some of these blessings are. So right at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He revealed the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. And in the other surah, He says we reveal the Quran on a blessed night. Right? And of course, one verse explains the other. The blessed night is Laylatul Qadr. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean that Allah revealed the Quran on Laylatul Qadr? Because we know the Quran came down in pieces over 23 years. It didn't come down in one night. So what does this mean? Well, the ulama say it means 2 things. Number one, Allah revealed the Quran to the angel Jibreel on Laylatul Qadr. Right? Because we know the Quran went to Angel Jibreel and from Angel Jibreel in pieces to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So He revealed it to the angels by the Baitul Ma'mur on Laylatul Qadr. Number two, that the first revelation, the revelation of Iqra, the first 5 verses of Surah Al-Alaq, this took place on Laylatul Qadr. And both interpretations are correct, they don't contradict each other in any way. We can understand them both. So Allah immediately tells us why this night is important. Immediately. It's important because this is when the Quran was revealed. Allah chose it to be the night when He reveals the Quran. Now the next verse is a verse that many of us gloss over. And many of us don't think about. But today I want us to think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ مَا لَيَتُ الْقَدْرَ. What will help you understand what is Laylatul Qadr? What will help you comprehend Laylatul Qadr? What will give you a full picture of Laylatul Qadr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us a question. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question like this in the Quran, the deeper answer is, you cannot fully comprehend it. In the verse after this, Allah gives us some idea of how powerful and beautiful and virtuous the night of Qadr is. But even then, our minds cannot comprehend it. Even what's mentioned in the surah about Laylatul Qadr, our minds can't comprehend it. Right? It's on a whole nother level. It's something beyond our understanding. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months. Now again, here's a mistake many of us make. Many of us say Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. Right? How many of us have heard this before? Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. You get the reward of 1,000 months of worship. What does Allah say in the Quran? خَيْرٌ مِّن, better than 1,000 months. Meaning, 1,000 months is like the minimum reward you get for worship on Laylatul Qadr. Depending on the quality of that worship, it can be much more than that. It can be much higher than that. This is just the minimum, this is just the base level of the reward that you can get. So it is better than 1,000 months. Right? Why? What happens on Laylatul Qadr? Right? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The angels come down. The angels come down. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ explaining this verse says that the angels that come down on Laylatul Qadr are so many in number, they are more than the number of pebbles on the earth. More than the number of pebbles on the earth. I want you to think about it. Just take a walk down this road and see how many pebbles there are. Can you count the number of stones on the road just on this one road alone? We can't. Now imagine the number of angels that come down on Laylatul Qadr. One ruh and the angel Jibreel himself comes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all these angels come down and then He mentions one angel by name, Jibreel, a ruh. Why does He mention Jibreel by name? Here's something interesting about the angel Jibreel. The angel Jibreel's purpose was to bring revelation to the prophets. After Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, there is no reason for angel Jibreel to come to earth. But he still comes on Laylatul Qadr as a honor to the believers. As a honor to the believers. He doesn't have any particular work on earth. His job is done. He brought the revelation to the prophets. He brought the Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he still comes on Laylatul Qadr as a honor to the believers. On that night, every matter is decided. And this is mentioned twice in the Quran, right? In Surah Dukan and in Surah Qadr, Allah mentions that every matter is decided. We'll come to this in more details as I go deeper, as we look at the meaning of the word Qadr. And finally, the verse ends with a sign of Laylatul Qadr and the duration of Laylatul Qadr. Right? Salam hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace until the rising of the dawn. Peace until Fajr time. So there's two things in this verse. Number one is one of the signs that you are experiencing Laylatul Qadr. What is that sign? Salam. Peace. The earth is in a state of peace. It's something amazing. You know, if you are someone who's experiencing doubts about Islam, if you're one of those youngsters who are like wondering whether Islam is really the true religion or not, you know, I really would advise you to seek out Laylatul Qadr. Because once you experience the peace of Laylatul Qadr, once you experience the angels descending on Laylatul Qadr, once you experience that, yaqeen enters your heart. There's no way you can doubt Islam after that, after you have the experience of Laylatul Qadr. It's on a whole nother level of spiritual experiences. There is peace on that night, and then the duration is given. When? Until Fajr. When Fajr sets in, Laylatul Qadr is over, it's now morning. Now, the surah tells us that Laylatul Qadr is important, that good deeds on that day are more than 1,000 months worth of reward, that the angels come down and that the destiny is decided, and that there's peace until Fajr time. But there's still a lot of questions about Laylatul Qadr, and we'll cover that over the remainder of today's talk. So, the first question, what does it actually mean? Laylatul Qadr. Right? And now let's look at the linguistic miracle of the Quran. You know, there are certain words in Arabic that have many meanings. And the beauty of the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses words for the Quran which have multiple meanings, and all the meanings are correct. Laylatul Qadr is one of these type of words. Because the word Laylatul Qadr can mean many different things. It can mean many different things, and all of these meanings are correct. So instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using 10 different words to explain what Laylatul Qadr is, He uses one word, Qadr, and this one word has so many different meanings that it explains to us everything about this night. So what's the meaning of Qadr? One of the meanings of Qadr is power. Right? So most of us know it as the night of power. Right? What do you mean by power? Well, one explanation of power is that your good deeds are powered up. Meaning, instead of getting the reward for one good deed, you're getting the reward for 1,000 months worth of good deeds. That's more than 83 years worth of good deeds. That's one meaning of it being a night of power. Right? Another meaning of Qadr is constriction, where there's just too much happening in one place at one time. Because on Laylatul Qadr, there are angels everywhere. The earth is constricted with angels. Right? There are angels everywhere. This is the other meaning of Qadr. That there are angels everywhere to the level that the Prophet ﷺ said they are more than the pebbles. Right? We know two of the signs that we learned about Laylatul Qadr, one through the hadith and the other through experiences of the ulama, is that on Laylatul Qadr, there is, you know, the moon looks different. And when the sunrise looks different. And the explanation given by the ulama is because there are so many angels that their light is blocking out the sunlight. So that's why it had a different look on that night. Right? So it's Laylatul Qadr, it's the night of constriction where there are so many angels, they are blocking the light. They are like everywhere. Angels are everywhere in Laylatul Qadr. The third meaning of Qadr, and this is the meaning most of us know. When we learned the six pillars of Iman, what is the sixth one? The last pillar of Iman? Right? Iman in Qadr. Right, وَقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That Qadr, the good and bad of it, is all from Allah. What is the meaning of Qadr when we talk about the six pillars of Iman? Destiny. Right, and this takes us back to the verse. Right, Laylatul Qadr is the night of destiny. What does this mean? It means that on Laylatul Qadr, Allah reveals to the angels the destiny for the next 1 year. Now we must understand this is a very complex topic. The topic of destiny, I'm not going to go into details about it, but just understand on the basic level that in the books of Aqidah they say that Qadr is of two types: Allah's knowledge and what Allah has given to the angels. Right? So Allah's knowledge, Allah knows everything that's going to happen until the very end. Allah's knowledge is infinite and perfect. Right? That is one meaning of Qadr. The other meaning of Qadr is what's with the angels. You know, the angel of death, he got his sheet. Who's going to go this year? When does he get that sheet? Every Laylatul Qadr. Right? Who's going to be born this year? The angels in charge of that, they get their list on Laylatul Qadr. Who's going to get rich this year? They get their list on Laylatul Qadr. Who's going to get poor this year? They get their list on Laylatul Qadr. Who's going to get sick this year? So the angels, their knowledge is on an annual basis. Their knowledge is only for what's happening the next year. Allah knows everything. And when do they get their list for the next year? On Laylatul Qadr. Now I know there is some difference of opinion in our community. Some people believe that the destiny is revealed on the 15th of Shaban. But if you look at this verse of the Quran, in Surah Dukhan and the verse in Surah Qadr, in both of these verses, Allah is saying that the matter is decided on this night. And what are these verses referring to? Which night? Laylatul Qadr. Right? So the Quran is saying that this happens on Laylatul Qadr, and that's why, you know, I hold to the opinion that those who say that it happens on the 15th of Shaban, that is the weaker opinion, and Allah knows best. Right? But the reason why I believe that opinion is weaker is because the Quran specifies this as being a virtue of Laylatul Qadr. Now, why is it important that our destiny is revealed on Laylatul Qadr? This should inspire us to make dua. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nothing can change your destiny besides dua. Meaning, doesn't mean that it's going to change what's in Allah's knowledge. Allah already knew you're going to make the dua and He's going to change it according to your dua. But what do the angels change us? Perhaps The angels should, might receive on their list on Laylatul Qadr that you are going to go next year. Right? That your time on this earth is up. That you're going upstairs. Right? It's over. And you sit on Laylatul Qadr and you make dua, oh Allah, grant me a long life with good health. And your name gets taken off that list. Your qadr for that year is changed. Right? Maybe it's written for you in the upcoming year that your company is going to go bankrupt or you're going to lose your job or something like that. And on Laylatul Qadr you spend the night crying and asking Allah for barakah in your wealth and stability in your income. And so Allah strikes that off your list. It's not going to happen. He changes it. Allah already knew you're going to make that dua and He already knew He's going to change it. Right? But it doesn't mean we mustn't do what we're supposed to do. So Laylatul Qadr, it means the night of destiny. The night when destiny is revealed. We can mention four more virtues of Laylatul Qadr. It is the night when the Quran was revealed. That's one virtue. It is a gift from Allah. So why is it a gift from Allah? There's a hadith behind this. Right? The hadith behind this is that the people of the earlier generations, they used to live much longer lives. Like we know Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he preached for 950 years. Prophet Adam alayhi salam lived for around 1,000 years as well. Right? The early generations, they lived for very long. And so when the Sahaba heard about people from those generations, who for example spent 1,000 months in jihad, or 1,000 months doing Qiyamul Layl, and you know they ask, we're not going to get that kind of opportunity. Right? You know, how are we going to earn what they are earning? Somebody lived in the time of Nuh alayhi salam and they spent 1,000 months doing ibadah. And today, now most of us, we're not going to live past 60 or 70. The Prophet himself said the average lifespan of his ummah will be between 60 to 70. Right? So for those brothers and sisters who've reached that age, yeah, may Allah grant you a long life, but you know we need to prepare for the next life as well. Right? Those of us who are below that, don't think you can't go. No, any of us can go at any time. But we're talking about average lifespan. The point is the average lifespan of 60 or 70 is very short compared to the history of this world. And if you want to do 1,000 months worth of ibadah, it's not humanly possible. It's not humanly possible for us. So Allah gave us a gift. He gave us a chance to earn this 1,000 months worth of worship every single year. So every single year you get a chance to do like 83 years worth of worship. Now imagine if you do this every single year for the rest of your life. Just say you're a youngster and you start when you're like 15 or 16 and you spend Laylatul Qadr in Ibadah and you do it every single year right till you are 70, 80, 95, whatever it is. Imagine the amount of good deeds you'll have on the Day of Judgment. Imagine how many centuries of Ibadah you'll have on the Day of Judgment. Allah is giving us a gift and an opportunity that He has never given to anyone before. You know, this is something that if you understand it, there's no way you're going to be sleeping the night of Laylatul Qadr. Because this is your chance to earn beyond your imagination in rewards. Another virtue of Laylatul Qadr is that it's a night of forgiveness. How do we know it's a night of forgiveness? Two hadiths. The first hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Laylatul Qadr imano wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever spends the night of Laylatul Qadr in ibadah, out of iman, out of belief in Allah and hoping for reward from Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, all of his past sins are forgiven. Right? This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. By the way, he said the same thing about fasting the month of Ramadan and praying Taraweeh every night of Ramadan. So this should inspire us to do all of these things. The other hadith is the dua. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what dua should I make on Laylatul Qadr? What was the dua he taught her? He taught her the dua, which translates as, O Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. Why did he choose this dua specifically for Laylatul Qadr? Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afu fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. And afu doesn't just mean forgiveness, it means forgiving and erasing. Wiping it out of your book of deeds as if it never happened. That's what it means. Right? That, oh Allah, you love to forgive and erase our deeds. So forgive me, erase my deeds, my bad deeds from my book of deeds. Why did he tell us to make this dua on Laylatul Qadr? The ulama say, because that is the night where Allah forgives sins. So that's why the one dua we are told to make on that night is the dua for forgiveness. Now, which of us is without sin? Which of us can say, you know, I don't need Laylatul Qadr, I'm good? Huh? Which of us can say, you know, my book of deeds is fine, you know, I don't need to sit and make istighfar? No one can say that. All of us have got a mountain of sins just from last Laylatul Qadr until this year alone. Right? Each and every one of us are sitting on a pile of sins, and we need these things to be wiped away. Laylatul Qadr is an opportunity to completely wipe it out of our book of deeds. So these are some of the virtues of Laylatul Qadr. There's two more things I want to mention, or rather three more things, before we conclude. Number one is, what are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? We mentioned one already. Number two, what date exactly is Laylatul Qadr? I'm going to clear up some misconceptions about that and explain some differences of opinion about that. And finally, I want to answer a question that's in a lot of young people's head. And that is, why didn't Allah just tell us the date? And this is a question a lot of people ask, you know, why didn't Allah just mention in the surah, Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th of Ramadan or something like that? That made life so much easier, right? Well, I'll come to that last. I'm going to answer that one last, because that's a very important question. I think that's the right point to end on. But let's go back to, what are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? Well, the signs of Laylatul Qadr, we derive it from four sources. Number one, the Quran. Number two, the Hadith. Number three, the statements of the Sahaba. And number four, the experience of the awliya, the experience of the righteous Muslims throughout history. Right? So, when we look at the signs and the dates of Laylatul Qadr, it's based on these four sources. Number one, the Quran. In the Quran, Allah says, Salam, it is a night of peace. And explaining this in the Hadith, the Prophet Muhammad stated that on Laylatul Qadr there is peace, there is no noise, there is no disturbances. There's tranquility. Right? It's neither hot or cold. It just feels different. You just feel different. Right? So we can take from here some of these signs of Laylatul Qadr. Number one, it is a night of peace. And we know here in this busy part of Durban, we almost never get nights of peace, right? There's always someone hooting, someone driving extra fast, dogs barking, people chasing each other. But subhanAllah, you must pay attention in the last night of Ramadan. You will find one night where there's nothing. Not even crickets. You know, sometimes we say there's nothing, there's crickets. On Laylatul Qadr, you can't even hear the cricket. It's like just complete silence. When you experience that, especially in a busy area like this, then you know you're on Laylatul Qadr. That salam is there, that peace is there, it's all around you. The second thing we take from this hadith is that Laylatul Qadr, the weather is going to be just right. It won't be a hot night, it won't be a cold night. The weather is going to be just fine. You're not going to need to turn on the AC, you're not going to need to turn on the heater. Right? It's going to be just fine. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ stated that on Laylatul Qadr, the moon looks different. Now, there's different translations for the hadith. I actually found this word a bit difficult to translate to English. But let's just say it looks different. I think that's probably the best way to explain it. Right? That the moon doesn't look like how it looks every other night. It just looks different. Most of the translations say it looks like a plate. I don't really know if that's the correct translation. Maybe it's because we don't have a word in English for what's mentioned in the Arabic. But that's how it's often translated. It looks like a plate. Right? So basically, it's going to look different. The moon will look different. So when you see a night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan where the moon looks different, that's probably Laylatul Qadr. Right? Another of the signs mentioned is that the sunrise will be different. Right? That the sunrise, the rays of the sun will be different. It won't be like the blinding light. It will be more of a cooler sunrise. Right? A calmer sunrise. And the last two signs is really taken from the experience of righteous people throughout history, and that is, throughout history, and even our generation, I've met many people who have experienced this, is that on a certain night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, you feel the presence of the angels, and you just feel in your heart that tonight is the night. Right? And this is a gift that Allah gives to the righteous. So these are some of the signs of Laylatul Qadr. Now, we don't have much time left, so let's get into the big topic that everyone asks about. When is Laylatul Qadr? And in our community, everyone says 27th of Ramadan, right? So there's some of us who unfortunately only go to the masjid on the 27th of Ramadan. And just in that alone, we can see the wisdom why Allah didn't tell us when is Laylatul Qadr. Because if Allah had mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr that it's on the 27th night of Ramadan, I guarantee you 90% of the ummah would only worship Allah on the 27th night of Ramadan. And because most of us want shortcuts. Most of us are just looking for the shortest cut to paradise. So there's a wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept many things secret from us. Had He revealed these things to us, we would have become lazy. Right? And Laylatul Qadr is one of those things. So when is Laylatul Qadr? There are actually many different opinions. One opinion, and this is the opinion of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, is the 27th night of Ramadan. But other Sahaba said, no, the 21st night. Other Sahaba said, no, the 23rd night. So right here you can see that the Sahaba themselves had difference of opinion. The Prophet ﷺ said we should seek it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So we can at least say it's in the last 10 nights of Ramadan on one of the odd nights. But now here's a question for you. If it's on one of the odd nights, why should we seek it on all of the last 10 nights of Ramadan? Why do we seek it even on the even nights? We seek it even on the even nights just in case we got the moon sighting wrong. Right? Think about it. Half the world started fasting a day before us. So if they got the calendar right, if we got the calendar wrong, then the odd nights and the even nights are switched. Right? So just to be safe, according to both calendars, it's either odd night here, it's an odd night in Saudi Arabia. So on every night you're seeking Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights. Because you're not sure. Right? Because again, our calculation of the calendar is not exact science. It's a matter of difference of opinion. Right? So we seek it in all of the last 10 nights. So we can say that there's 7 main opinions about Laylatul Qadr. 7, but it's actually much more than this. But 7 main opinions. Number 1, it could be any night of the year. And this is more of a weak opinion because there are hadiths that mention it being in Ramadan. Right? Number 2, that is the 27th night of Ramadan. And this is the opinion of one of the Sahaba and many of the pious people throughout history. The 3rd opinion is the 21st night. The 4th opinion, the 23rd night. The 5th opinion, one of the odd nights in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The 6th opinion, one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It doesn't even have to be an odd night. Right? And the last opinion, this is the opinion I hold to, which I believe is strongest, that it's in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, but it changes every year. It's not a specific date. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes it every year. Now why do I hold to this opinion? Because there have been years where you felt like it was Laylatul Qadr on the 23rd. And in other years, you feel like it's Laylatul Qadr on the 21st. And in other years, you feel like it on the 27th. So what's going on here? Maybe Allah is changing it every year so that you continue to worship Him instead of just, you know, taking it, okay, I found the date, the rest of the year, the rest of my life, I'm just sticking to this one date. Right? So Allah, maybe this is why He changed it every year. So this is the 7th opinion, that it's in the last 10 nights, but it changes every year. And that's the opinion I hold to, and Allah knows best which opinion is most correct. So to end off, I want to end off with a very important discussion, but before I do that, again, someone asked, what do we do on Laylatul Qadr? Any good deeds. Any good deeds. We mentioned already the dua to make, O Allah, You are most forgiving, You love to forgive, so forgive me. Right? So we should make that dua. And the Prophet ﷺ would spend the night in salah and reciting Quran. So we should spend the night in salah and reciting Quran. But really, you can do any good deed. You can give charity on that night. You can spend the night making dhikr. Spend the night in dua. Spend the night in qiyamul layl. Spend the night reciting Quran. Or do all of it. Split up your night. Do all of it. Split up your night and do as much of whatever you can throughout the night. Whatever good deeds you excel at. So now the big question a lot of young people ask is, why didn't Allah just tell us the date? Why did He leave it ambiguous and unclear? Why did He allow these things to be differences of opinion? Right? And the answer, which I hinted at earlier, is that there are many, many things. If Allah had told them to us, we would become lazy. So Allah keeps them a secret so we keep working hard for the rest of our life. Right? So, for example, we don't know whether Allah has accepted our good deeds or not, right? So we continue doing good deeds for the rest of our life. We don't know whether Allah has forgiven our sins or not. So we continue making istighfar for the rest of our life. We don't know what our rizq is, what our sustenance is. Allah knows, we don't know. So we continue working hard for the rest of our life. Now imagine if Allah revealed this to us. Imagine if Allah told you, you know what, when you are 29 years old, you're going to become a millionaire. Right? But when you're 35, you're going to become bankrupt. You know what most of us are going to do? We'll never work a day in our lives. Right? Because we already know what we're getting or not getting. By Allah keeping this a secret from us, even though He knows, we work hard for the rest of our lives. Right? None of us know when we are going to die. Allah knows, but we don't. So we continue worshipping Allah every day as if it is our last. And none of us know when is Laylatul Qadr. Why? Because if we knew, we'd only be in the masjid on that night. We come to the masjid on that night and we'll ask Allah, "Oh Allah, forgive me for not coming to the masjid for the rest of the year." Right? We make our dua, "Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu afu afwani," and the rest of the year we go about doing our own things. Allah understanding our weakness, knowing that most of us are like this, most of us, we want the shortcuts. Right? This is human nature, we want shortcuts. So to keep us working hard, He did not tell us exactly when it is. Right? He so that now instead of one night, you have 10 nights of doing your best. So as we end, I would advise each and every one of you, these 10 nights, up your game. Take your ibadah to the next level. Worship Allah in such a way that you've never worshipped Him before. After that, you can go back to your normal lives. But for these 10 nights, live up to your full potential as one of the Ibadur Rahman, one of the worshippers of Ar-Rahman. Right? The people of the past, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, if they were ulama, they would stop teaching. If they were working, they closed their shops. You know, whatever it is, they give it up. They go into itikaf if they could. Right? And they would just spend this time in the worship of Allah. I just sent out an email yesterday to all my clients saying for the next 10 days I'm not doing any work. Only after Eid I'm going to work now. Right? And I think if you have that freedom to do that, do that. If you can take leave from work, take leave from work. If you can go for itikaf, go for itikaf. Right? If you have your own business, you can close it for 10 days, close it for 10 days. Do what you can. If you can't do any of that, then at least spend a portion of the night in worship. At least wake up 2 hours before suhoor, before sehri, and start worshipping Allah. Right? But make sure that you catch the blessing of this night. Someone who doesn't catch the blessing of this night has not understood how important this night is. Which of us can say we don't need the reward of 83 years worth of worship? Which of us can say we don't need our sins forgiven? Which of us can say, "No, I'm fine, I don't need that"? None of us. So do whatever you can to catch Laylatul Qadr. And make this the 10 nights in which you worship Allah more than you've ever worshipped Allah in your life. In these 10 nights, transform into the best version of you. And if we do that, then inshallah, we will get the night of Laylatul Qadr, we'll get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll get our du'as answered, we'll get the reward of 83 years of worship or more, and we will inshallah, this may be a means of us entering into Jannah. Jazakallah khairan wa akhir da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.